I would encourage all of us to watch Israel very carefully in the coming days, because I believe that we could soon see some incredible events take place. In particular, I am specifically watching for a couple of things. Rumors of an imminent war between Israel and Iran are starting to reach a crescendo, and I am entirely convinced that such a conflict could potentially erupt this year. Also, I am closely watching for an announcement about the discovery of the Ark of the Covenant. Needless to say, such an announcement would be the greatest archaeological bombshell in history. The current location of the Ark has been kept very quiet for a long time, but the Israeli government is not going to be able to keep a lid on this indefinitely. And when the truth finally comes out, literally everything will change. Let me start my discussion by talking about the coming conflict between Iran and Israel. It is one of the three wars of the apocalypse that I wrote about earlier this month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pledging that he will do whatever is necessary to stop Iran from building their own nuclear weapons, and he realizes that Israel has now reached put up or shut up time. It won't be too long before this war begins, and earlier today we learned that the US and Israel are currently conducting drills, thought to be focused on Iran. Israeli fighter jets and refueler aircraft on Sunday began a two-week air drill with the US Air Force at an airbase in Nevada, a joint activity thought to be focused on Iran, with officials saying the exercises would include long-range flights and simulate strikes in unfamiliar enemy territory. The seven F-35I fighter jets and two Boeing 707 refueling planes of the Israeli Air Force had been arriving at Nellis Air Force Base since Wednesday, ahead of the drill, known as Red Flag 23-2. Meanwhile, there are rumors on social media that the Iranian military has been put on high alert. And there are also reports that a top Israeli military official is publicly admitting that the campaign against Iran's nuclear program has already started. We will want to keep a very close eye on these developments, because a major war in the Middle East would send energy prices into the stratosphere and would throw the entire global economy into a state of chaos. As I stated at the beginning of this article, I am also watching for news concerning the Ark of the Covenant. It has been missing for more than 2,600 years, and as an article posted on MSN recently noted, there are some experts that wonder whether it ever existed at all. The Ark of the Covenant remains one of history's enduring mysteries. It's certainly one of archaeology's most perplexing puzzles. Did this gold-plated wooden box said to house the stone tablets on which the Ten Commandments were written ever exist? If so, what happened to it? And where might this legendary artifact be hidden? Of course, the truth is that it does exist, but it has been missing for a really long time. In fact, after the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC, it totally disappeared from history. The last known location of the Ark of the Covenant was in the first temple's Holy of Holies. However, after the temple's destruction in 586 BCE, it disappeared. So where in the Ark today? The answer is actually very simple. It is still in the cave under the Temple Mount where Jeremiah hid it in order to keep it from being captured by the Babylonians. Jewish authorities know exactly where it is. And we know exactly where it is. And they know that we know that they know exactly where it is. So they won't be able to keep this quiet for too much longer. Incredibly, I also believe that the discovery of the Ark of the Covenant in the last days is mentioned in the Bible. Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 tells us the following. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Most Bible scholars are convinced that the he in this verse refers to the Antichrist. However, there is a massive problem with that theory. In the original Hebrew of Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, he does not exist at all. So wherever you see he in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 in your English translation, you should cross it out because it is simply not there. Translators added he several times in that verse because they thought it was appropriate, but that was a big mistake. If you go back and translate the verse from the original Hebrew, it gives it a whole new meaning. The first clause of verse 27 consists of just 5 Hebrew words. The first Hebrew word is geber, and it means to confirm, to be strong, or to strengthen. Obviously, you only confirm or strengthen something that already exists. The second Hebrew word in that clause is bereth. That word is translated as covenant 264 times in the King James Version, and in the vast majority of cases it refers to the covenant that God made with Israel. In fact, bereth is actually used in that manner earlier in the same chapter. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 4, the Hebrew word, Bereth, is used to specifically refer to God's covenant with Israel. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. Do you think that the exact same Hebrew word will have two radically different meanings when used twice in the exact same chapter? Anyone that believes that is treading on very thin ice. The third Hebrew word in the first clause of Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 is, Rab, and that word is often translated as, many, in English translations. The fourth Hebrew word in the first clause of Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 is, Shabuah, and that can be translated as, a period of seven, but more commonly in our English versions it is translated as, week. The fifth Hebrew word in the first clause of Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 is, Echad, which means, one. So let's put all of these Hebrew words together. A corrected translation of the first clause of Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 would go something like this. The covenant will be confirmed, or strengthened, with many for 1 week. Let me ask you a question. When that happens, what will it look like? Needless to say, God could do this any way that he wanted to do this. But throughout history, the Ark of the Covenant has always been the physical representation of God's covenant with Israel. So the discovery and public unveiling of the Ark would definitely confirm that God's covenant with Israel has always existed and that it still exists today. And once the Ark is revealed, it will need somewhere to dwell. So there would be a tremendous sense of urgency to build a new temple or a new tabernacle for it in Jerusalem. We really are living in the end times, and I personally believe that a historic announcement about the discovery of the Ark of the Covenant is one of the most important signs that we should all be anticipating. So keep watching Israel, because really big events are just around the corner. *** It is finally here. Michael's new book entitled, End Times, is now available in paperback and for the Kindle on Amazon. *